It's time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we're going to talk a little seven C's.
Seven C's?
C.
Am I going to have to remember what all the oceans are?
Yes, yes. All the seven C's that make up the lagoon.
Oof.
Go ahead. That's it. That's the fun fact. Jeremy gets to remember.
It's a Disney geography lesson.
Okay, so let's assume that's not the fun fact. But maybe okay. The fun fact
I'm
is...
I'm happy assuming that.
So we have this place called the Seven Seas Lagoon, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a nice lagoon. Seas, it's not so much, right?
Right.
But that wasn't always supposed to be the case. There was actually going to be a feature that was going to make it a lot more sea-like. And I think you know the feature. I believe you know the feature.
The wave machine, right?
Hey, Jeremy knows. Yep. There was a wave machine out in an island on the Seven Seas Lagoon. So it was actually...
Because the beach at the Poly was supposed to be a beach, right?
Yes. And not only a beach, but a beach that would have surfing available.
Oh.
According to Dick Nunes. And so as they were constructing the Polynesian, he had this idea. He's like, let's have surfing as an activity, and then the beach will be a real beach. And so we'll throw this wave machine over here, point it at the Polynesian Resort, and there'll be waves. So people can surf. You'll have a beach with the natural waves coming. Well, natural, you know, as so yeah. many things at Disney are natural. You'll have natural waves coming at it, and everybody can chill, right?
Boy, what a wave machine they would need to be able to surf.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking, too, because I'm like, I always knew there was supposed to be a wave machine over there. Well, not always, but anyway, I knew there was supposed to be a wave machine over there. I didn't realize it was supposed to be a surfable wave
right.
machine. So,
because I've been in wave pools before, you know, and you get like the gentle waves. And then it sounds like, you know, it's charged up and it goes wham. And then you get that really, really big wave.
Yeah, that's the surfing wave.
Yeah, you would need that constantly.
But maybe it wasn't going to be maybe you would know every 10th wave. That's the surfing wave. So start paddling.
Gotcha.
You know, and then the other waves, that's like the beginner waves, right? So kind of like the beginner hills.
The boogie boarding waves.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that was the plan, but then they put it in at a cost of nearly $500,000.
Golly.
Yeah, and I don't know that that's adjusted. I don't think it is. So, you know, that would be 1970... What, 71 was when they were developing? So, yeah, somewhere early to mid-1970s, $500,000 to get the wave machine installed. They turned it on. It made waves. That worked really well. But then they also figured out there's a problem with waves. Waves tend to take away things. They tend to erode things.
Right.
Like maybe a man-made beach that's sitting right there in front of the waves. So basically, turn wave machine on, beach goes away. And they still kind of wanted to have some sort of beach because, you know, waves just hitting the side of the resort seemed bad. So they turned off the wave machine and they said, well, you know, that was a bad idea. So they have removed the wave machine. Now, you know, some people say, and, you know, no one can 100% confirm because no one's gone scuba diving over there, but some people say that only the top of the wave machine was removed. So like the motors and stuff, while the actual wave making apparatus that exists under the water, it would have just cost too much to take it up. But basically, if you go to Google Earth and you look at that island, you can still kind of make out where the walls were for the wave machine. But that's pretty much all that still exists of this what would have been, I think, pretty cool. Wave machine.
I would love to see the actual apparatus that they were going to use to make waves big enough
to surf on.
Yeah. Like, that thing would have had to be enormous. And the beach at the Poly, I mean, is not huge, but it's a good size beach. I mean, it's, yeah, I don't know how they would have done that, but I would love to see, like a documentary on how big that thing is and how it would have worked and stuff, because that is one of Disney's probably most costly failures, because it literally was never used. Like, they got no ROI on it. And so, yeah, I would love to see how that thing was meant to work.
Yeah, well, I don't know, and good luck trying to find out, because that strikes me as the sort of thing Disney's not too, you know, excited to talk about. I don't think anyway. But
look at this thing we screwed up.
We'd like to thank Joe from Facebook for providing this week's fun fact. If you have a fun fact you'd like to share with everyone, you can let us know. We are at MTM Podcast on Twitter. You can also find us at Facebook, facebook.com/MTM Podcast. Or you can always find us at our home on the web, missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.